the interviews.
My name is Marine Chikilian. I'm the chairperson of the Select Committee.
How can we hear you? May you please raise the voice?
Okay, chairperson. Good evening, Mr. Malan. My name is Marinsha Gillian. I'm the co-chairperson of the panel and the subcommittee.
Can you please increase the volume? The volume of your laptop. Sorry. So for Ruta Konukus candidate. You can hear me. Okay, let's close my guest. Kuluma.
Thank you, Chair. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, Chair, but it's going to be a bit of a struggle because it sounds a bit low from this end.
Is the audio better?
I'm going to switch it off now.
Thank you. Can you hear me better now?
I'll cope with it, Chair.
Thank you.
Mr. Malan,
just relax. Good evening. My name is Marinsha Gillian. I'm the co-chair of the subcommittee who's doing the interviews for NYDA and the whole process. I'm also the chairperson of the select. She is present there. I will immediately ask the chairperson to allow all members present to introduce themselves and also the technical team who is that side with her. Is the chairperson there? Let me start with member Marcel.
If I can't hear you, it's even worse with other honorable members and Mr. Malan. We can't hear you totally. Yeah. Can you speak?
My machine is on the highest level here, Chairperson. Let me check.
Hello.
Let me start again, Chairperson. Can you introduce the members? Members of the panel, can they introduce themselves? Ms. Maseko, can you start with you?
Oh, let me go.
You're right, Madam. Okay. Tatin Chavili.
Should I switch it off?
Yeah,
mine is
also. Angifuni lokuthi ngizibuke iCovid iright manje. Singaqhubeka ne? Oh, okay. It's okay now.
Okay, may I start from the start, Chairperson?
Yes.
Okay. Good evening, Mr. Malan. I hope you're comfortable and relaxed. My name is Marincha Gillian. I'm the co-chairperson of the subcommittee who's doing the process on the NYDA board. The chairperson is member Nava, who is the chairperson of the portfolio committee in the National Assembly. And with us, we have a technical team, and we also have other members who's present that side, who is doing this process with us. They members of all political parties represented within the National Council of Provinces as well as the National Assembly. I will ask the chairperson to then allow the members to introduce themselves. Over to you, Chair.
After Mr. Malan and the honourable members, over to you, honourable Maduleka.
Because they are still busy with my gadgets, but I'm Mrs. Maluleke Buitumelo, the member of this subcommittee.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair, and good evening, Mr. Malan. Ndinguteli Somgweba, a member of the committee.
Thank you, Chair, and ngibingelele umhlonishwa Malani. Ngisibongile Khawula, imemba leli komiti, ngiyabonga.
Thank you, Chairperson. Afternoon, Mr. Malani. My name is Audra Malika, a member of the subcommittee.
Good afternoon, Mr. Malan. My name is Mbulelo Bacha, and I'm a member of this committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairpersons, and good afternoon, Mr. Malan. My name is Fidile Masiko, and I'm a member of the subcommittee.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Luo Olompiti, and I'm a member of this committee.
Thank you very much, honourable members. Mr. Malan, feel free, relax. If you feel that you are becoming more anxious, trick your water. And if there's a question that you do not understand very well from members, you are free to ask the member again. And next to Mr. Mpiti, Honorable Mpiti, is Dr. Tembe, our legal person from Parliament. And here next to the wall, Ms. Nomvula Chiba, the committee manager. And the lady next to her is Ms. Nobatana, our committee secretary. And the young lady who was with your logistics is Ms. Buzi France. A coordinator from NCOP Select Committee. You are having 45 minutes with us. Members are going to ask you questions. and there are follow-up questions. Sometimes members will ask you follow-up questions, so you must just relax and respond accordingly. And at the end of your interview, if you have there's something that you want to raise to us as honorable members, you are free to do so. And over to you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. Mr. Malan, take a deep breath and relax and tell the panel who is Vikalo Malan. Give us an overview, introduce yourself to us. Thank you.
If I heard correctly, Chair, what the co-chair, Morensha Gilina, said is that I should introduce myself to the committee, nothing else after that.
Yes, about yourself and why you think you are a suitable candidate to be appointed to serve in the board of NYDA.
All right. First and foremost, Manbonga Tlalo, Mamunantlanta, Ruben Dava, Manbonga Tuban and Pelona, of the interview process. Gegroet is jy ook voorsitter Morensha Gillian, voorsitter van die gekiesde komitee op die portefeulje vir sosiale dienste en gesondheid. En die moedies ook nonke wat van die schaap wat jy apa klindau. The name is Mikalo Lulami Lan, as cutting as it may be. I fully understand. Even my cab even my cab driver walked past me today not knowing it was me standing at the airport. But Igama Gumikalo Lulamile Malan. I was born, bred and buttered in the old location of Nyanga East in Cape Town. I am the only child of a woman of strength, a woman who has opened doors for me, was passed on when I was only 7 years old, my dear mother, a struggle icon in the work environment and the life of clothing workers across the country. I am the only child born to her. As I said, born, bred and buttered in the old location of Nyanga. And because of her blessings and who she was and the people she had in her life, and I mean, I sit here amongst Makoskazi, who were close to one another. She had friends who were able to stand together, raise me, and allow me to rise above the circumstance. And as you will see on my CV, I indicated I then moved and my life took me to Atlantis, where I grew up in Atlantis as a young man, still attending high school at that side of the world. I'd like to communicate to the committee that I also classify myself as a mother and father because with the circumstances that are not to our control, yet we do not question these things, but they happen because they're part of life. I was given the responsibility, not by people, but by life itself, to raise three of my own cousins. When we all at all, from the age of 19, I had to be a father and mother and stand in for three of them. My youngest one now is 14 years of age. I say this not to pity myself in anything. I say this very profoundly and proud because above that, I was able to rise and become something great and be able to sit here today and be amongst you honorable members. Mikalo Malan is indeed a young man who speaks three languages. He loves being around people. He loves the environment. He loves the environment of youth development. There is a call to develop young people and to see young people grow above their circumstances, for young people to not look at themselves and ask themselves the question, I am that kind of young person who says, look, we are here. Young people ought to be developed and ought to be given the necessary strength and tools to grow above and beyond the conditions that they find themselves in. Mikalo Malan is also a young person who loves being an entertainer, host of events, but especially events that benefit young people, where it's a platform for young people to showcase their talents, showcase who they are, and this is all part of the facilitation. I'm also a facilitator from a very, very young age, started facilitating young people through emotional intelligence, project management, skills development, community development, leadership development, and various other key factors that aid and they play a pivotal role in developing young people. And I think that is where I could pause, Chairperson, and Foresitter, on who I am. Moving over to what Mam Munonchanta Mubendaba had put forward as to why I see myself as part of the NIDA board. Am I correct, Chairman, on the right track? I see myself as part of this board for so many reasons. So many reasons that I could like to end the list, but however, due to 45 minutes of time, I have to try and speak slow and ensure that I just consolidated as quick as I can. It is the love and the passion for development. When I grew up in Atlanta, never did I know I would one day be a youth developer, a community activist, and more importantly, even politically affiliated within the community. I then, my capacity building and training and facilitation and community activism at a very young age. And that is what brings me here, Chairperson. That is what brings me here to the National Youth Development Agency. There's a passion for young people to grow and rise above their circumstance. I'm a facilitator, occupies various spaces, and works with diverse groups of young people. And I believe that is what brings me here, because I believe I can offer that to the National Youth Development Agency. More than anything, I believe that I because I believe that there is a huge gap out there, a huge gap that I believe that the National Youth Development Agency can fill with its abilities. Not because it's thumb-sucked. No, because even the National Youth Development Act is very clear in terms of Section 3, where it outlines the objectives of the National Youth Development Act. What I like about the act and how it actually reaffirms my passion and why I believe that I'm suited to be here and be party to a committee, a party to a board and committee of young people who are willing to work with one another, share ideas with another, not for ourselves for the sake of young people, is Section 3, Subsection 2, that in summary says that there's no numerous clauses, no closed list on what can be done and what cannot be done for young people. It clearly says that the agency can indeed take initiative and take strategy to develop programs and to develop initiatives that will seek to indeed make sure that the objectives set out in Section 2 are met. Now, I'm the kind of person who does not like to be going about in terms of legislation and always quoting legislation or whatever, because at the end of the day, the moment you become more legislatively witty and speak too much about these things, you lose that young grouping of people who need you to actually assist them and take them forward. One of the things that draws me close to come to NIDA is also the fact that as a young person involved in the community, I too was constructively critical of the lack, constructively critical of the spaces that NIDA may not occupy. But I'm a kind of person who believes in the committee that it's not about criticizing. It's about constructively criticizing a certain organization or structure or way things are done. And if you believe you can bring change in it, that is what brings me to the chairperson. I believe that I can be an asset, not because I would be above the committee, not because I see myself as standing out compared to other people, but because I believe in one simple reality that I've learned through my youth development days, and also now, still as a young, at the age of 28 years old, even now, always willing to learn from people, is that we're never too big to learn. We are never too big to learn from our senior citizens, to learn from older people in our communities, and to learn from younger people who seek the guidance from us as individuals. What also brings me here is the fact that there's so much that I can do and offer, because I've offered it so much throughout my lifetime at the community level. By being a representative council of learner chairperson from grade 8 to grade 12, serving at high school level. By being a presenter at the local radio community station in my community, where we discuss youth challenges and youth issues on a daily basis from 3 until 6 o'clock. By being a young person in the school said it's time for us to call the police to order and ask them to, with us as young people, to combat the social challenges that young people face. When I was, and what brings me here is that in as much as we live in a society with their complexities, we know that unemployment is one of the greatest realities that we face. One of the greatest tools to fighting that unemployment, the greatest tools to alleviating that poverty, is what I believe is building initiative. Capacity building initiatives that are bordered around the social consciousness and realities that young people face in and around their communities and in their social environments. What brings me here today, as I just sum it up, is also that young person who's part of the LGBTQI plus society who has no voice, that young person who wants to speak out, the young person who wants to see NIDA involved and party to their, to who they are and who they are in pride and happiness, and so NIDA may occupy those spaces. I'm here because of a young person who may be allocated in Bizana, who may be allocated in Kanab, Darni, Nuwarkab, Deep, who would want to one day go to study and perhaps cannot do so. And I'm here to say I want to be a board member, part of a committee that says we have ideas to deal with social challenges of young people beyond what we believe and what is. And one of my concerns towards the agency has always been the fact that what the agency does is that it borders a lot of its initiatives along entrepreneurial realities, along young people in business. However, if we deal with young people in business, we are only dealing with a certain grouping of young people, because there are three to address in our country.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. I think I'm nervous. Sorry to just reward. I tend to run over. Apologies, and I was warned. I was told to just breathe.
No problem.
Can we get the members who want to ask questions?
Sorry? Oh, okay. Chair?
The members who want to ask questions, Chairperson, can you help me with that name, please?
I don't know whether it's your volume or you are speaking soft. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah. We are better now.
Okay, thank you. Can you assist with the names of the members that wants to ask questions?
All right. Honorable Masiko, Honorable Mpweba, Honorable Kaula, Honorable Malika, Papa. In that order.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. And thank you very much, Mr. Malang. We can see that clearly sometimes you are paid to talk. Sure. But generally, you've said quite a lot in terms of the work of the National Youth Development Agency in terms of the Act. In your own assessment, do you think that the agency performs its mandate? If yes, how so? If not, what are the shortcomings?
I would love to choose one of the two. But let me put it as is. I would want to believe that not much has been done to satisfy the prescripts and prerequisites given by the Act. Why would I say this? The reason why I say this is that if a lot of the prescripts and objectives, such as the cohesion, social cohesion within the communities, integrated programs for young people, developmental and strategic initiatives put together and programs to uplift young people, that indeed speaks from the National Youth Development and the National Youth Development Agency Act and is in line with the National Youth Policy and speak to one another, I would believe that many young people out there would have the National Youth Development Agency on their lips. I speak of the experience in build-up to this moment. Many young people have asked, I hear you are nominated. I hear you are shortlisted. For what is this? And I think that has been the one sad reality, to having to explain to young people, what is this National Youth Development Agency? What is it about? And I think for me, that is where that gap lies, honorable member, where we have to then take the weaknesses that are not there and the lack of being holistic in dealing with all young people in all spheres and not simply in the silos of only looking at business realities and looking at what could be developmental for them, but looking at how we can use the Act to really meet each and every objective set within the National Development Agency Act. I thank you, ma'am. Does that answer you? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Chairs. Thank you, Mr. Malan. You know, the NYTA has approved a number of applications in the past to fund young entrepreneurs, young men and women, and persons with disabilities. If you can be recommended and appointed, what can be done best to have bankable proposals, sustainable business when approved? Can you then give this committee examples of those business in terms of your suggestions? And that can help better, you know, the work of the NYTA and make sure that in terms of these young entrepreneurs, whatever they apply, wherever they are, in rural areas, in townships, in farmers, become successful. Thank you very much.
A functional and practical example would be one. As a board member, I would like to sit with the board so that we can be able to plan strategically how we'll go about indeed dealing with such realities of young people out there. Be it rural, be it urban, be it Lokshini, be it Malalini, how we can be able to uplift the life of the young person. How do we then do that? It is important that we create the database of young people by going out there and being an agency that does not sit as a consultative body, but is able to go out there and reach out to young people and say, look, we want to be able to uplift you. We want to be able to give you opportunities to grow beyond this business you have. Because if you look at the rural areas, when you look, there's a young girl who sells itchis nelegas, but she has the vision of one day becoming something greater. There's a young man who decides to take dishwasher and just open a car wash and run a car wash from the community. There's a young person who wants to be a designer. Let us come together, National Youth Development Agency, get all of these young people, develop a database. In the database, let's then have a workshop on entrepreneurial skills, proposal writing, presentation skills, so that we not only look at it in terms of business, but we holistically put that young person in a better position to be able to present themselves, even when that proposal is put together. So even in that workshop session, that workshop will look at the writing of a proposal. How do you present a proposal to a bank? What is put in the proposal? What is to be done with the proposal? In that way, the National Youth Development Agency can also be able to monitor and evaluate with success how it has made inroads. Because not only do we bring them to a session and say goodbye, we bring them to a session to keep their names and surnames so that we can follow up and find out how far have they come. And where else do they need the assistance? I believe that that becomes much more sustainable because in it we have a base of young people and we have a base that we can make reference to. We speak in fact and we speak in what we have in database.
Hello? Thank you, Chef. Yes, Ralph.
Yes,
yes. I'm going to share. Umbozo wami nje uzothi qapha qapha. Hlonishwa Malani. Kunentsha eningi, i-youth eningi, enama-cooperative. Ayirejistile, ma-register ngemali ngenxa yethemba lokuthi azokwazi ukuphila nawo akwazi phinde futhi aqashe abanye abantu. Baze bangene naku-database. Kodwa ekugcineni, ama-sa kufanele bathole umsebenzi, abayitholi. Ngifuna ukubusa ngesiqiniseko ukuthi le youth esuke irejistile kodwa ekugcineni uthole ukuthi kunabantu abathize abatholayo kodwa sizothi laba bakhona bangatholi lokhu beshoniswa le nale yini ezosiza ngayo. Omunye futhi wakubuza, omunye umbuzo ubula kule nto yomhlaba. Yomhlaba ngiyayithanda ngoba kunemhlaba le elele yamakhosi. Uthole ukuthi iyouth ihleli kuloo ndawo ize idlalele ibhola ngenxa yokuthi ayikho into ezoyenzayo ukuthi yini enizoyenza ukuthi iyouth ibone iyiphathi and phasela kuleyo mhlaba ikwazi nayo ukuthi inikeze amaprojekthi mhlawumbe iy'nkomo uyazi abantu bakithi ama-culture sisebenzisakhulu iy'mbuzi ney'nkomo bakwazi balime baphinde badayise bafuye nemfuyo. Ukuthi wena usithembisa kanjani suzosabalala iyouth ukwazi ukuyiqoqa na?
Umbuzo wakho mamkhawula. Thank you very much for the question. Thank you for the question, Mam Kaula. And I'm more thankful for your question, Mam Kaula, because it takes me back 3 months ago when the committee was having a meeting, a report back meeting with the CEO of NIDA. And I remember Mam Kaula raising a similar question, and that is where my passion lies, is what happens to that young person who is destitute? Senjanjani, what programs do we run? Mam Kaula, I believe that even within the Act of the National Youth Development Act, as I said, it allows us to do a lot of things. It also speaks to policy change, and it also speaks to engagement with departments. I believe that as a board member of NIDA, Mam Kaula, irrespective of where deployed, it is important that we as that board become that voice of that young person inside of government. Because the young person uses us as the link to be that voice inside. It is then up to us to speak to the Ministry on Fisheries, Forestry and Fisheries. It's then up to us to speak to the Ministry on Small Business and have bilaterals. Bilaterals that will seek to do what? That will seek to bring about an engagement and a conclusion that says, for every cooperative developed by a young person, Can we at least try to give preference to a certain reality of young people in order for us to emancipate and to uplift these young people and ensure that that money that they've spent, that they are able to look back and be able to say, I did not spend that money for nothing, because the National Youth Development Agency was able to assist me. Because our duty does not just stop in getting them to when they have the cooperative. Our duty doesn't just stop there, Mam Kaula, where we now go to government and say, can let in lie cooperative or can let in lie amatuka for Rabandabach. We must be able to monitor and continuously go back and find out how far are they doing. And we must be able to, Mam Kaula, through capacity building initiatives from a social stance, be able to bring about a great level of thinking for that young person, for them to think on their feet. In terms of Mam Kaula, one of the things that I always thought about, and I see the battles in South Africa, I see the battles in terms of white farmers feeling victims and always saying that, you know, there are killings, there are this, there are that. I've always had this belief, Mam Kaula, that the older person and the person in our society who comes from the struggles and has been the struggle and has fought for our freedom, it's as if that senior person still has a lot to want to offer, a lot to want to give. But however, what they want to give doesn't perhaps fall in line with what the young person has here today. And because of that, we're then unable to bridge the gap of divide. We're then unable to bridge the gap of division. And what do I mean by that, Mam Kaula? What I mean by that is that we can take that able to have land. We can engage with the Minister on Rural Development and Land Reform. Find out what can be done by the National Development Agency to advocate for these young people, because we are their voices. We are there for them, so we can help them to get that land. However, it doesn't end there. That land needs to be worked. That land needs to have cattle to grow on there. So they need to link up with the needed entities or needed trainees to assist them and to give them more skills in terms of how to nurture that cattle, how to grow those eggs from those chickens and become great farmers within the communities or wherever they live.
I want to ask you something. You know, after our shortlisting of candidates, there was this myth in the social media that, you know, most of the candidates that have been shortlisted, they don't have any experience, qualifications, and so on. In your own understanding, according to the Act of NYDA, was that criticism constructive or destructive?
Chairperson, I've indeed seen it across social media platforms. I mean, I'm a young person in society and we see these things. I believe the word constructive is perhaps the wrong word in this context. I would say it was not informed, Chairperson, because many of these young people acted too much on emotions, one. And apart from the class of young people who are raising this concern and saying that there's this, that, or young people who perhaps associated to a certain organization, a certain youth movement, who also do not have that developmental background that is needed for them to act. And I would be a person, in terms of looking at the list of young people who were shortlisted, I would want to believe, and I want to state openly, that I believe that the committee did the best that they could in consolidating, because even I took my time out to lay in bed at night to watch your committee meetings and how you robustly engaged on shortlisting the names on them. For me, Chair, what matters, and I'm first of the legislature, Chair, I cannot entertain who comes to me and says, this thing is not right, Honourable Peter should not be whatever, Honourable Mam Kaula. No, I cannot entertain someone who has no knowledge of what they're engaging about, no understanding, or have not concretely applied their mind to what is there. But I can rather give time to someone who gives me a justified criticism that is really informed by something. So I think, in my view, Chairperson, the committee did the best that it could in terms of consolidating that, and I think what is important is not what the shortlisting is. The outcome will truly be a graphic representation of all young people, a representation in terms of diversity and in terms of race and culture, diversity of sex, and whether our different peers will be represented, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Mr. Malan. Sorry? Okay, fine.
Thank you very much, Mr. Malan, for your contributions. I think they have been insightful. My question is a follow-up on what the chair is saying. So there's been a discourse amongst young people that is saying that for the past couple of years, the NYDA has not been effective or successful enough in meeting young people's challenges on the ground. And so the discourse has shifted to say the NYDA is crap because it's not meeting young people on the ground. So I want to ask, what is your view on that particular idea that is amongst South African population, at least amongst some of the youth in our country?
Thank you so much for your question, Honorable Mpiti. In terms of the first part, I think I've answered that one when I raised the inception of coming in. Yeah, I raised in the interview that what draws me here is the fact that I do believe that the National Youth Development Agency has perhaps not really done much and a lot holistically in terms of uplifting young people. And when I use the term holistically, I say holistically because there's a lot of opportunities and a list that is long within the National Youth Development Agency Act. So the moment you act only on one certain sphere, which is entrepreneurship or business, you then fail to be holistic and fail to meet all the standards and needs. In terms of whether it should be, and I mean, I saw a post also a few days ago that says dissolve, you know, the National Youth Development Agency. I do not mean to be condescending or so, but I cannot entertain populists who come at a time when there is a shortlisting process done by committee members of parliament, and these very same populists are not even youth activists on the ground. They're not even involved in initiatives that speak to the development of young people. They do not even know what it is if I have to speak about community development and strategic sessions for young people. All they have been is aligned to a certain theory and a certain narrative. And now when this time comes, we have to now hit brakes, insult the committee, insult people who are working and trying to find young people who are hardworking to take neither further because a certain populist group has now a certain narrative and agenda. If you are someone who comes to Facebook and says, we must dissolve the National Youth Development Agency, do not just come with the point and say we must dissolve. State why. State what are those and how we got to that. But if it comes to an idea, like you've said, Honorable Mpiti, that simply says, remove Honorable Mpiti from the committee. At the end of the day, logic must play its part. Understanding of what goes on is important. I am driven to be here and to sit here because I love the passion of development. I'm a member of the ruling organization that heads this government. I'm a member of the African National Congress Youth League. That is not a secret. However, what is important is that in fulfilling one's duties, one is able to differentiate between when one is really politically dealing with matters and when one is doing it for the purpose and the development of young people. I'm hoping that answers you to an extent, Honorable Mpiti.
Thank you very much, Mr. Malan.
Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Faka.
Thank you, sir, for your input. I think they show how your standing is in terms of what needs to be done for young people in our country, especially when young people are looking at all sides for something that could come and be of help to them. Now, what I want to hear from you is just, you know, a few words. How are you ensure that will consistently abide and be guided by the principles of your office without prejudice? That's just what I want to know in a nutshell. It says, will consistently abide and be guided by the principles of the youth development without prejudice.
Honorable Pagan, for your question, I could almost say it depends as to where one ends up in order for one to give really a factually true answer, you know, because you can be a board member, part of a collective, and you can have a concern, and you can have the push to ensure that we are guided by regulation and maintain what regulations want us to do and want us to achieve. And when you're in that position, we become sometimes a minority. And when you're perhaps in a different position, you're able to have a stronger hold and authoritative leadership that says, we are guided by regulations. We are guided by acts. But before we are guided by acts, we are guided by civil society. We are guided by moral standpoint. Before we can go to acts such as the public management financial, the PFMS, SA, my apologies. Before we can go back to that act and speak about that, let us first deal with the matter in a moral standpoint. How did you get here? Do we not allow ourselves to apply our minds in terms of dealing with the issues of young people? Are they not the main concern here? Is it about luxury? Is it about uplifting ourselves? Or is it about the upliftment of young people and then being blessed receiving reality and uplifting your own life for what you are doing? So I think for me, it's about putting down an iron fist, engaging within the party, not being partisan to wrongdoing, and most importantly, having it noted. If I do not agree with a certain reality within the board and the committee, I would like to have the board secretary, whoever is there, to please note my disapproval of that. So at the end of the day, then reaffirm the commitment I've made to this committee to say that I will remain truthful to the office and I will ensure that there's no prejudice or anything that is done to impede on what is put in place for us to be guided and to go forward for the purpose of developing young.
So meaning you are going to promote ethical conduct?
Manutan, are you speaking to me?
Yes.
And who's actually married? I think you're just behind the
listening to your answer. I'm saying that means you are going to promote ethical conduct amongst the members of the board.
Indeed, Chair, because there are some things that just need for us to do things because we are leaders and we are capable, not because there's an act that guides us. And my experience in being a leader of an intergovernmental organization that I previously was chair of, which is run through the local city of Cape Town municipality, which was once launched under the leadership of Mamnama India, I forget. It's known as the high schools program, a leadership program. Similar to NIDA, nothing different. Also guided by youth policies, guided by acts and regulations of the city of Cape Town, also with huge amounts of money to uplift the lives of young people. It was a responsibility of mine, even at the age of 16, I was elected as chairperson, to ensure there's that unity, that ethicalness, that passion to continue for young people if we can, and to ensure that we make a difference in the life of a young person.
Okay, thank you very much. That was the last member. Yeah. Chairperson, over to you.
Thank you, Chair. And let me take the opportunity to thank Mr. Malan for honoring us with your presence and commitment to arrive at this interview. And I want to wish you well. And I want to ask Mr. Malan, is there any question that you have for the panel?
Baie dankie, voorzitter. Dat is net nie 'n vraag nie, maar is net 'n geleentheid om net dankie te sê, voorzitter, en dit is belangrik as. So to the committee that is before me, I think for me it's not more of any questions to ask, but to simply say thank you to this committee for being able to look through my CV and be able to see that there is a passion for young people and do what I can to strive to develop the life of young people. My only hope that indeed after today, I may have rubber stamped any potential thought and any potential reality you may have had in the back of your mind. I apologize for disappointing you. I know you expected someone white because it's Mikano Malan. I apologize. But no, all the people apologize. Thank you for that because it's quite a white person.
Yeah, it's because one of my lecturers is a white person. And it's a Malan.
I'm sorry.